Hello and welcome to Pop a la Carte episode 64. This week we're going to talk about news, which as usual comprises DC and Marvel things.
Because we can't not talk about DC and Marvel things.
Exactly, that's the way it's got to be. And then we're going to hop on over to Netflix where we will do quick reviews and or previews of things such as Been So Long, the something about Hill House, Haunting of Hill House.
The Haunting of Hill House.
The Something Adventures of Sabrina. And
the Chilling Adventures.
Yes, it's the Chilling Adventures. And Elite. Then we will discuss the Doctor Who season so far, its relevance to our lives.
And how amazing it is.
And finally, Angela and I will rant about the drama apocalypse while Catherine and Valerie sit there and listen. I am Tatiana, and I'm here with
Valerie
and Angela
and Catherine.
Yay!
New people.
Yes, a newbie.
All right, so we're gonna start with the fact that Wonder Woman was pushed back.
Yes.
Just like a quick. I don't know why they're pushing that back. People have speculated that it's like, okay, it's to leave room for the Joker movie. But then why didn't you push the Joker movie back?
I guess because Wonder Woman did really well as a summer tentpole, I guess, so that they want to give it another summer one, is my guess. And by my guess, I mean, is what was said to me by someone who sounded like they knew what they were talking about.
You have more time to, like, stretch out, like, your legs in the summer than you do, like, in the fall and the winter, like, with the one season or whatever, spring, so you have more time.
Well, no, to be honest, you actually have less, you just make it all in one weekend. In the winter, in the fall, you have less competition, so you can go longer. It's just you're not going to probably do 150 million in the first weekend because everybody's in school. And
exactly. I think they like making the, you know.
They like having the big number opening weekend.
Yeah, because having the big number opening weekend means that more people might come the next weekend, et cetera. Because they're like, oh, it did really well. It must be whatever, you know?
Yeah.
As opposed to being like.
It did well its opening weekend, but did the first one even do, like, crazy numbers? That movie actually had longevity, which is why it did so well. Yeah.
I think that it still overshot what they thought it was going to do. Like, it still did better than what they
Because they didn't expect it to do
anything.
So,
yeah.
That's not hard.
But now there's, like, actual expectations, so I don't know.
Which means Warner Brothers is probably going to interfere, and it won't be as good.
Hopefully not.
Is that the theme of today's episode, when Warner Brothers interferes?
Yeah.
That's right.
We're bookending the entire conversation.
That's true. Yeah. Damn you, Warner Brothers.
We're shaking our fist at you.
But yeah. I mean, at first I was like, oh, pushing it back is never, like, it never sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
But if it's literally just to give it a summer release and so that, because it is a bad idea to have Joker and Wonder Woman
that close together. Yeah.
So that was a bad idea to begin with. So either one moving is fine by me. Obviously, I care about Wonder Woman, and I don't care about the Joker movie, so I would rather have Wonder Woman first, but if later means better, then I'm all for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Opening weekend, it made, like, $103 million.
Okay.
Which isn't insane, but that's actually really good for... Yeah, that's good. That is good, and it's good for WB.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Especially. Because I don't think anybody... Yeah, and I don't think anybody expects Aquaman to be doing that kind of money. But that's another conversation we've already had. On the other side of things, we got through this Friday without Marvel canceling a TV show. No, well, Netflix canceling a Marvel TV show.
Oh, yeah, we did. I think that's a good sign, right? That means they're probably done.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean...
Jessica Jones is still alive.
Yes. Which they're... But, I mean... To be honest, they're already filming season 3 of Jessica Jones, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah, I think they've already filmed it. So, like, it wasn't...
Right, it couldn't have been canceled.
It's not really going to get canceled until they see what the numbers are. And then Daredevil season 3 is honestly... And I won't spoil anything, because I know Tatiana hasn't finished it.
Yeah.
And I don't know where you guys are. But I think season 3 was the best season so far.
That's what I've heard. That was really good.
It's really solid.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it from what I've seen.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And it's getting great feedback and, like, everybody's watching it. So I can't imagine it would make sense. And the reason, like, Iron Fist did terribly and everybody knows that's why it got canceled. But Luke Cage, the rumor is that it didn't get canceled because of its numbers necessarily. It got canceled because there were creative differences. Which is funny because Matt and I can't decide which one we think it is. That Netflix wanted Heroes for Hire or Daughters of the Dragon and Marvel didn't want them to do that. Or Netflix didn't want to do those shows, but Marvel did. In fact, I bet it's the second because Defenders didn't do well.
Right.
And so Netflix might have not had faith in that. They want their own individual shows. Right. They don't want to have to combine them.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet that's what it was. What's the difference
between Heroes for Hire and the Defenders? Like, you have to pay them?
No, right? Well, yeah, Heroes for Hire, you have to pay them. They do, like, odd jobs. It's not really, like, they don't, like, team up for whatever the Defenders team up for, big things.
Yeah.
And it's literally, it is just Danny Rand and Luke Cage. They're the Heroes for Hire.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like Healer.
It's like Hero. It's like Healer, yeah. Like yeah. Healer, but, you know, dumb. I love that. I like that, but.
Well, and it's funny because, like, people have speculated that it's going to go to the Disney streaming service. But the problem with that is Disney have already said that they're not going to have any rated R content on there.
Right.
And so those shows don't work on the Disney streaming service unless you, like, take half of the content out.
Yeah.
In which case, they're not what they were. And people are going to be annoyed because it's like, well, it's not as. So they like the gritty.
Do you think that if one of them wanted and the other one didn't, that's going to happen now, or it's not, like, they canceled it so that it would happen, or they're just done because they couldn't decide on what to do?
Honestly, I'm going to guess they're done.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to guess you might see Luke show up in Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Because in the comics, they're married and they have a kid. Exactly. So I'm going to guess that if Jessica Jones continues beyond season three, like, I don't think he's going to be in season three, but if it does continue, that he might show up there. But I wouldn't be surprised if we never see Luke Cage again. Unless they decide. I mean, I don't think they would go to the. Like, the only other thing is what? Either you go on television, which, again, they can't. If it's regular network TV, you can't be as gritty.
Right.
Or Hulu, they have a relationship with. But is Hulu going to want Netflix's droppings?
Yeah.
Which is basically what it is. I don't know.
Drop the latest season of Daredevil, but are they really going to keep making more Daredevil too? Like, or they might just be wrapping it up soon.
I could see, because I didn't think it at the time when I was watching it, but then after I saw people talking about it, the way Daredevil series 3 ends, I could see that being an ending.
Oh,
it would work as an ending.
Interesting,
but it doesn't have to be. So, because there's obviously a huge character that's introduced in the season who is kind of developed, but he's not really. And that would be your next story.
Right.
So I could see it leaving there, but it would be disappointing because you want to see more of where that story goes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's kind of how I feel about what happened with Sherlock in season 3. Like, we have, like, that ending where you're like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
This is an ending. But this is our ending for now, and you're just going to have to be satisfied with it.
Right.
Although, to be honest, that should just be in the ending at this point.
Yeah, it's been long enough.
Unless we do them, like, 20 years later, and they're like, all right, we'll revisit it now. But yeah, but that's another story. Anyway, where do we want to start on the other Netflix things?
Oh, yes.
Shall we go in that order?
Yeah, let's just go in that order, because the first one none of us have seen, so.
None of us have seen, even though apparently it's dropped. But we just watched the trailer, and it looks great.
Yeah, it looked really good. So it's called Been So Long, with Michaela Cohen.
Cole.
Yes. She was from Chewing Gum. She's from the show Chewing Gum on Netflix.
From Chewing Gum, she, like, created it.
Yeah, yeah. And she's hilarious. She's also in the most famous episode of the recent Black Mirror season. The one that was fake Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched any of Black Mirror. I'm a terrible person.
You are terrible. but yeah, so.
It looks really good. Like, it looks. I mean, it's a musical. Mm-hmm. It's set in London.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just looks great. And Joe Dempsey is in it, like you pointed
out. Yeah, and Joe Dempsey is the baby daddy.
We all get excited about it.
Yeah, I was very upset that he was, like, the deadbeat baby daddy, but then the love interest showed up and he was even hotter. So I was like, never mind.
It's true, he was.
Yeah.
So, you're like, that's fine. Never mind. Joe Dempsey can be the bad guy.
Loser. He doesn't look like a bad guy. He just looks like, you know, whatever.
I looked it up. The love interest is from Crazy Head, which was a one-season British show that was by the same guy who created Netflix. Misfits.
Oh.
And it was sort of like female supernatural, but with Misfits humor.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
It was really, really good, and they're not making any more, and it makes me sad.
That's totally the only problem with British television is sometimes you're like, this was amazing and we'll never see any more of it again.
Yeah.
Well, it felt more like maybe it was canceled because it definitely ended setting up, like, the story was set up for more.
Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that they wouldn't have done that if they were like, this is going to be a once and done.
Oh, yeah.
But he plays the one of the main characters' brother, who's then also the love interest to the other main character.
Oh, okay. All right.
But there's also really hilarious, it's hard to describe it, but there's really hilarious scenes about it where she, like, pretends to be into stuff.
Yeah.
That she's not into to distract him from, like, the supernatural things that are happening. I don't
know. That does sound fun.
Very absurdist. John laughed. I haven't seen him laugh that hard in a long time. So.
Well, it definitely looks like, what was that, like an answer to La La Land. There we go. Everyone loved La La Land, and I was like, I hate everything. I want to die. And now...
It feels like it has that same vibe, even though it doesn't. It appears to be maybe a love letter to, like, Camden.
Yeah.
In the way that I guess La La Land is a love letter to LA. Like, Old Hollywood.
Yeah, Old Hollywood, yeah, LA, jazz.
I love Camden. That's where I lived when I studied abroad.
Oh, really? Aw. Yeah. So there you go.
I want to say Camden. I could be wrong here.
I don't know if... I couldn't... tell enough. I wasn't paying enough attention, I guess, to the background.
Well, yeah, we were watching it, and then it was also being watched at the other computer, so we could hear the echo.
But
sorry,
that's okay. All right. It was just funny because we're like twice the listening, but half the watching.
Yeah. No, it looks really fun, and apparently it dropped on the 26th, so we all need to go watch it now.
Exactly. Got to get on that.
Whenever anybody is like, if they're Halloweened out.
Yes,
precisely.
Or you can stick with the Halloween thing.
Yes, because we've got a couple of them.
You go first.
I have seen one episode of Sabrina. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Which dropped on Friday, which is part of the reason I haven't watched it yet.
Right, and y'all haven't seen any of it, right?
Nope.
Okay.
I've seen clips from, like, Facebook and stuff.
Okay. So, I mean, it was, like, cute is not the right word, because they definitely are going for, like, that try-hard, like, goth kind of vibe, you know? Like, the witches in this Sabrina, like, are literally, like, it's, like, devil worship. Even though, I guess they're mostly nice ladies, but you're definitely, like, have, like, a blood sacrifice to some Lord of Darkness. So, wow. I'm like, it does sound like devil worship.
I saw somebody say
worship.
That she's more bad witch than good witch, and I was like, wow, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's basically not the TV show that you grew up with.
It's not, or the comics that you grew up reading. It's whatever the darkest... comic that they have, just like Riverdale, the darkest version of Archie.
Yeah, which is what I was going to say. It makes sense. It's the same people who did Archie or Riverdale, which Sabrina is not the darkest at all version. What you get in like an Archie comic.
Yeah, but there was like a couple, like, I don't know. I'm not like that big on Ross Lynch, the dude from Austin and Ally. He's like the Harvey. Oh. But Harvey and Sabrina are cute. Like, it's sweet. And then the scene where she's
that's
like...
how
Yeah, Austin and Ally. So she tries to tell him that she's a witch in the first episode. And, like, explain the whole situation, because she's gonna go. She's like, well, I don't want to just leave, you know? And he's like, are you saying all this because I told you that I loved you? And then he, like, she's, like, trying to break up with him in a really elaborate way.
Wow, that would be a really elaborate way to break up with somebody. Yeah. I devil worship.
Yeah, so, and I've got to go, you know, become one with my Dark Lord, so I cannot continue this relationship.
I don't know, teenagers these days, maybe it would be.
Yeah, but no, so then... So then she just erased his memory because it didn't work. She was like, oh, whatever. I assume he's going to find out sooner rather than later, you know. Because, like, in the show, it's like, poor Harvey doesn't find out until, like, season 4 finale. And then he disappears from the show. So, until they bring him back, because that was Endgame. Thank God. So. So anyway, but I've heard, like, only good things. Like, I think when it gets into, like, the witch stuff, it gets more exciting for people. More devil worship, but more exciting.
But there's no talking cat, and I'm very upset.
There is Salem, but yeah.
Salem is there, but he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he doesn't talk. He's just a familiar. And I was very disappointed by this. I guess Ambrose is now Salem. Like, her cousin, her cousin Ambrose, who's, like, her snarky bisexual warlock friend. Okay. And I was like, that's Salem, but a human. A human being. So, they're definitely, like, pushing, like, Sabrina's a social justice warrior, and I don't say that, you know, negatively, because I think that that's cool.
Yeah.
But, so there's, like, a couple storylines like that are nice. Because it takes place in the 60s, so there's, you know,
although
some
everybody
more envelope pushing to do.
Everybody keeps complaining because they're like, when does this take place? Because, like, the aesthetic is the 60s, and then they have, like, modern technology.
Right, and they talk about Neil Gaiman. So, it's very confusing. And John,
I was like... I figure it's kind of like Gotham, where it's like, they don't really want to have a time. They like the noir feel, but they need cell phones.
It looks old, but they don't want to take you back there. Right. Which is funny to me, because...
alternate universe where everyone is noir is, like, it.
Because usually I feel like people prefer to do the opposite. which is to make it modern, but then pretend, like, suddenly people don't text all day long. And, like, they have human conversations.
Because they always, like, writers will say that a lot, that cell phones actually complicate stories, because it's like, why aren't they all just talking at all times?
Yeah.
And, like, you'd be on the phone looking at, like, Facebook.
And then it's like, why did you come over to this person's house to ask them the question when you obviously would have just texted them?
Yes.
And then when they didn't respond, you would have used the Facebook Messenger many steps before you go to their house.
You'd call if you absolutely had to, but nobody wants to talk on the phone. So
what's talking on the phone?
Yeah, exactly. Oh god, it's horrible.
I hate talking on the phone so much.
it's like the worst of all communication methods. It's accurate.
Yeah,
because you can't see their face, so you don't actually know like how they're feeling, but you can hear the like disappointed tones. You can't just pretend like you're reading too much into it, like you can with a text.
That's true.
It's horrible. All right. Anyway. So, that was Sabrina for you. I was not moved to go to the next episode when I finished the first one, but my friend, like, binged, or several friends, actually, but my friend Amber, like, binged the whole thing in one night, and she was like, I wish that there was more, I want to go back and watch Sabrina again. So, obviously, it gets much better.
Okay. Are you gonna watch more? Or?
Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, once I finish Elite, which we'll talk about later, I will put on probably The Haunting of Hill House, and then Sabrina.
And then Sabrina. Speaking of The Haunting of Hill House, I have now watched 7 episodes. So, like, I watched one episode with Matt, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to space this one out. There's no way I can binge this. And he was like, I'm going to watch without you because I'm going to binge the entire thing tonight. And he did. He binged the entire thing in one
night. He binged
it? Yeah.
It sounds so emotional, though.
I know. And he's now watching it with me again.
Oh, wow.
Because he loved it so much.
Oh, okay.
Also because there's a lot of... in the background, like, you don't realize the ghosts are there, and they are, so now he's watching it to watch, like, more what's going on in the background.
Oh.
So there's been a couple times where because I know that, I'll watch and I'll be like, oh, I saw that one. And he'll like, yeah, but you didn't see the 5 that were already, like, in this episode. I'll be like, damn it!
That's funny.
But, I will say, so I have 3 episodes left. It's scary, but it's, like, it's more creepy than anything, for the most part, although I do know it gets worse, and I think these last 3 episodes are going to be the worst. It does have more jump scares than I like, because most of the time jump scares are cheap.
Yeah, and I hate jump scares.
And especially in this kind of show, it does feel like it's like, well, you don't need that.
Mm.
Like, you're doing a good job creeping me out and scaring me enough that I'm like, I didn't need that moment. I was like, that was just annoying. It fits in the story most of the time, but still, it's like... And but the main thing is, like, most people are, like, obsessed with the family, the kids, and yes, they're absolutely great. And the way the storytelling plays out is phenomenal, because there is so much of, like, okay, there's this one thing that's happening, and you think you know what's happening, and then something happens, and it goes back and explains to you everything.
Oh, okay.
And that's why, part of the reason I can understand Matt watching it again, and I may eventually go back and watch it again, too, because to watch for those clues and did you miss things.
Right.
I think it was the 5th or 6th episode? I swear, there's, like, one shot that basically takes place, it's, like, 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Or if they stop, you can never tell. Mm-hmm. And the entire episode is that way. There's a couple parts where once you realize that's what's happening, you can kind of see... oh, okay, this is where they broke it, where they, like, you know, because there are parts where they tell you, they show stuff with modern day, and then they show stuff with them all as kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one part where literally it's with the dad, and it spins around, and then all of a sudden the kids are all small, and then it spins around again, and then they're all adults.
Oh,
and
that's so it's
kind of like a turntable effect.
Yes. And so sometimes it stays on the one person, so you know they all have to be moving around and running them in the background. And then sometimes it goes and it pans and it's like, there's the door, and that's obviously the moment that they cut it. Mm-hmm. But it's so well done. And I haven't watched any episodes for 2 days now or 3 days now.
Oh,
and
wow.
I actually am, like, eager to see the rest. Like, I'm going to go home and be like, Matt, we need to finish, because I need to know what happened. But my one complaint is fucking BuzzFeed put up a story with a picture that I'm like, well, that's from 8, 9, or 10, because I haven't seen that yet. And now I know somebody else probably dies. I mean, you can probably assume, like, it's a ghost story. Obviously, people are going to die. But I was like, I think I knew that was probably going to happen, and now I'm pretty sure I know that's going to happen. I was like, God damn you, BuzzFeed. Is that the picture you had to use? There's so many pictures you could have used from earlier in the
season. These, like, you know, spoilers in the titles and the headlines, you know?
I had to unfollow EW because they spoil shit so often.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, BuzzFeed, I was like, God damn it, you're usually actually pretty good. And then this one, I was like, really? I mean, it's been a couple weeks, but still. There are so many pictures they could have used that weren't that one that's from one of the last three episodes that I haven't watched. It's like, oh! But anyway, I highly recommend it because the way the it's not what you expect, and the way the storytelling plays out is really, really good. So,
That's what I've heard.
Yep.
I'm definitely planning on watching it.
Yes, so that would be your next thing. And obviously, maybe everybody just take Halloween off and watch the entire thing if you think you can survive that.
Oh, God. I don't think I can. Probably not. Yeah. I definitely, like, had friends who've been like, I have a migraine from crying. I'm like, oh, no. That's gonna be me.
Have I cried yet? A little bit.
Yeah.
Not too much. All right. I could see how I probably... I tend to be the person who cries more the second time.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't cry watching Infinity War
the first time. I was gonna say, I remember.
But I freaking sobbed the second time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I tend to be, like, the first time it's more shock. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Understandable.
I could see how people would cry.
Because they know it's coming and you're like,
yes.
Yeah.
You preemptively cry.
Yeah, exactly. You're like investing in that. Oh, God.
It's true.
I cry.
Gamora every time. Every freaking time now.
I cry all the times. Every time. Doesn't matter how many. And then, like, if I'm explaining it to someone, I start crying again.
If I'm explaining things to somebody, I will sometimes do it too. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, finally.
Back to you.
Back to me. Y'all didn't watch anything on Netflix. No.
At least not recently.
Yeah. So I've been watching Elite, which came out, I guess, also a couple weeks, maybe a month ago now. I don't know how long it's been. I'm late on these trends. But it's a Spanish, like, as in from Spain, series about a preppy high school, basically, right? So it's, like, the rich kids at this high school, and then they give out a scholarship for some poor kids to come in.
Okay, and break things up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And so these poor kids enter and shake up the lives of these rich kids. Oh my God, what has happened to the ecosystem? And of course, everyone's lives are horrible and everyone is horrible in their own way. But because it's also like, that's the Gossip Girl side of things, right? But then there's the Riverdale side of things. So it opens on there has been a murder, right? There's a murder and you've got the police investigating. And so it goes back and forth between the investigation, or, like, the questioning of the students, and then the stuff that happened before that murder. Okay. And so normally, at first I was like, well, I definitely don't want to watch this, because I'm so over Pretty Dead Girls, right? I'm not interested, but the character of the girl that is dead, Marina is her name, so it's not really a spoiler, she's dead, but the whole show, like, goes through, like, the time before the murder.
Okay.
So you see her life, and you see all her interactions and everything, right? And so and she's such a fascinating character to me, and the show actually tackles a lot of really dark topics, or, like, important topics, I guess, you know, in the youth, in today's youth. So there's, like, HIV, which they handle a lot. But I was not expecting at all. I was like, hello. That was like,
it was really surprising, actually.
And obviously homophobia, or just, you know, coming out to your parents in general, and Islamophobia, because one of the kids is Muslim. And then she and her brother, well, she goes to school. Her brother just is at whatever other school they used to be at. But obviously he falls in love with one of the students there. So then
it's even more star-crossed. Yes,
and they're both boys. So it's like, problems.
Even bigger problems.
Yeah. Meanwhile, she's facing Islamophobia at that school from some of the rich kids, etc. So it's really interesting. I thought all the characters, like, when I went in, I was, like, expecting all the characters to be horrible. Except for the poor kids, right? The poor kids will be wonderful, and the rich kids will be awful, and everything will just be... But I feel like I actually ended up liking almost everyone, even the people that are like, awful. Because, like, they're kids, right? Like, at some point, the people that really suck are their parents, and the teachers at school, and, like, basically all adults in this drama are the worst, and should die. And all the children... Okay.
I mean, that's usually true.
Yeah, but it's like a sliding scale. There's, like, a sliding scale of, like, awfulness, like... There's one kid named Guzman who has, like, a cruel intentions type bet with his sort of girlfriend to seduce Nadia, who is the new Muslim transfer.
Not cool.
But it's fine, because, like, literally in, like, the first time that they interact, she's like, I'm do you have a bet or something? He's like, God damn it.
She sees me.
Exactly. Like, what are you attempting to do right now? So it's, you know, he sucks, but even he is like, doesn't suck all that much, right? There's like,
sometimes you need the characters to suck, but as long as they're written well, right. They're not like one dimensional.
Exactly. I feel like everyone's written well enough that you see the shades of it. And it's not, it's also not like glorifying. It's not like, oh, it's so romantic that he's literally the worst, but now he loves Nadia, so he's not the worst. Like, no, he's still as much of the worst and as much of not the worst as he was before. It just happens that he likes Nadia, you know?
Okay.
So yeah.
Is there growth at least? Like, do they at least grow from like their normalness? Or?
Yes. There is growth. Not, I don't know, but for him, he doesn't necessarily have growth. Aside from, you know, being like, I hate poor people. Just kidding. I guess these poor people are okay. But most of the characters,
for rich people,
that is some kind of growth. Yeah. But yeah, most of the characters I think have a lot of growth. And I would say, like, for example, Nadia, because obviously she comes in and like she's like, oh, she's so beautiful and precious and wonderful, but she's also very judgmental in her own way, right? Like, one of the characters has HIV, and at first she is judgmental of that, like the kind of life that they led to get that. And then she's like, oh, that was wrong of me, you know?
Yay.
And then when she finds out that her brother is gay, she's like, that is not good. And then by, you know, then a couple episodes after that, she's like, I have learned that it is important to let you love whoever you have to love, you know, and I will help you with our parents. So, yeah. Yeah, so it's nice. But you know, also sad because... because Marina dies, and there's like a couple of like really like emotional scenes for me, like Marina, especially with Marina and like her family, or even Marina and Nadia are talking, like and you know, Nadia's like, oh, I feel lost, like I don't know like what direction, what path I need to take, and Marina's like, oh, we have our whole lives to find the perfect path. And I was like, I hate you.
you don't have
like 2 days. Anyway, so yes,
how many episodes is it?
It is 8 episodes. And I have seen 7. So I do not yet know who killed her. But
you're really excited to find out. Because you're like, well, exactly, one episode.
And so I'm like, there's like, of the 3 poor kids, okay, there's Nadia. And then there's Christian, who is also awesome. I love him as well. I love all of them. I love all the kids. Whatever. And so he gets himself in like a threesome relationship with 2 of the rich kids. Which is actually a really, I don't know. I think it's a really adorable relationship.
Okay.
And so I'm like, but they're a mess. So if any of them are the murderer, I'd be super sad. Obviously, Nadia can't be the murderer. That doesn't even make sense. And then there's Samuel, who I'm like, everyone seems to hate him. Like, online, people hate him. I'm like, well, he's done nothing. He's like a naive, innocent baby angel. So I'm like, is he the killer? Because, like, why would everyone hate him? Like, I don't understand. He's done nothing. He just doesn't understand life. He doesn't know what's happening at any given time. So, yes.
Is it, like, it over, or they're...
I mean, there's already been written for a second season. Okay, cool. I'm pretty sure you find out who killed Marina in the first episode, and they wrap that up.
But the only problem is it going to ruin the second season?
Like, well, the next,
because, like,
it's like 13 Reasons Why, right? You wrap up that storyline, and the second season suddenly like, why is she still here?
or like, you know, yeah, you like Veronica Mars. Like,
yeah,
season 1 is great.
So
season
good. Two, and then it's like, oh, we have to have a new mystery? Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's true.
Or like, Riverdale.
Or Riverdale.
Season 1 was good.
And season 2 was garbage. Season 3 actually is like bouncing back. It's a little bit closer to a season 1 level.
Really?
I'm surprised.
Is there a mystery on it?
There is a mystery. The mystery is wild. It's just basically the Gargoyle King. It's this game that's basically Dungeons & Dragons. It's called G&G, not D&D. And kids are like committing suicide over the game.
Oh,
and
my God.
There's some figure called the Gargoyle King that they are, like, beholden to, and they can't talk to people about it because of the Gargoyle King. And so, Betty and Jughead are on the case! But, as usual. But, of course, the parents also played this game when they were younger. So, next episode, we're gonna get flashbacks where all the actors, like, the young actors, are playing their parents. In high school.
That's the one where there's, like, you see What's-Her-Face, Lily Reinhardt, as, like, Madge and Amick in Twin Peaks,
yes,
right?
Exactly. So I cannot wait to watch
just that episode, because sounds rad, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm ready for that episode. But yes.
I've seen the pictures. Anyway.
You should watch Elite if you like Riverdale, but you want good TV. You're like, I would like Riverdale, but better? You should watch Elite.
But unfortunately, you are going to have to deal with subtitles.
Yes,
but
it is in Spanish.
But whatever, read the damn subtitles.
Exactly. read the subtitles. And that's also, like, I'm watching it in Spanish and not with English subtitles. So I cannot tell you what the English lines of dialogue are, but...
If it's the right translation.
Yeah.
I sit there a lot and I'm like, that's not what they said.
Yeah, right.
I do that with Matt. I'm like, no, what they actually said was...
Yeah, that's why I can't watch, like, I would normally just put the English subtitles on just because, but yeah. I can't do it with Spanish because then I would be like, that's wrong. It's not right. So...
didn't even capture the essence of what they tried to say.
Exactly. You failed so much.
Anyway. It's like that time. Did you guys ever figure out that Korean drama line?
Yes.
Yes. You did? What was it supposed to be? Is he awful or no?
No, he's not awful. It's when he says, like, why are you scared of that piece of trash? Yeah. Instead of, well, did you enjoy it? Like, how could you be so wrong?
Wow. So they really got it wrong.
Yeah. But Netflix got it right that time. It was Netflix who saved us.
Okay.
Well,
that's good to know.
Yeah. It was Drama Theater that got it wrong, and we'll talk about that
later. What show was it again?
It was
Rain. Something in the Rain.
Okay. Also known as Pretty Nuna Who Buys Me Food.
Who's in it?
Jung Hae-in. And what's her name?
Angela.
Son Yeo-jin.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you did finally get an answer.
Yes,
I was like,
we did.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, did we ever figure out what the
Yeah, it's
was?
Like, we went to
Is
Alice, who then, who gave us the wrong one.
Oh.
And then she went to her cousin, who gave us the right one.
Okay. So. And we trust the cousin more. Because
up with my friend. You also had the not terrible translation.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
So the not terrible one won out.
Right.
And also, because the other girl who never seen the show, but she was like, just based on this scene, like, it's very clear that he respects her and would never say the other translation.
Context is important.
Yes.
It really is.
So, anyway.
All right. So, we're going to move on to Dr. Gu.
Yes.
And more gushing, honestly. Just
gushing.
Like, all the gushing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm really happy with Chibnall's work so far.
I know, yeah. And I was not sure what to expect. Mm-hmm. It was like, he's done good stuff, but his episodes of Doctor Who were never that great. Mm-hmm. So no. It was like, but, oh.
Maybe someone had like, something against him. They just gave him the bad stories.
Yeah.
Probably Moffat's like, I'm going to take all the good writing for me, and then you're just going to get
Except that then he didn't even do the greatest writing, but he did when it wasn't his show.
Right.
When it was his show.
Yeah.
He didn't do the... I mean, it was, like, it wasn't terrible at first, but it was by the end.
It got progressively worse.
Yeah.
But...
Maybe he's just a better showrunner than an individual writer.
Yeah.
I've always thought that about him. That's how I feel about Moffat, is the better showrunner. Like, the businessman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A better businessman than writer. But I think Chibnall is a better storyteller than he is an individual
That's
writer.
What I thought she meant, too.
Yeah.
For Doctor Who, I actually think Moffat does, like, for everything else, I think Moffat does a better job when it's his show and he does his own story.
Right.
Because I do, Coupling is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah.
And for most of, I mean, it was him and Gatiss, but most of Sherlock, it was good.
Yeah.
But, and then his episodes of Doctor Who, the first 3 years, were the best ones almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it wasn't. And it was okay the first season of
The Eleventh Season Doctor. Season five. I mean, it's also, like, season five was, like, better when you didn't see the cracks, which were revealed more clearly in the
It started falling apart after that.
Yeah. Haha, like the crack in the wall, but yes.
Yeah.
So, I really, like, obviously I love the Rosa Parks episode, and I haven't seen all of this latest one to know. But I will say that, like, as I was watching it, I was like, there's no way that Chibnall wrote this on his own. Because it's too good. Not that he can't write something good, but, like, it was, like, felt too authentic to...
The Rosa Parks episode?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And he did hire... There is a black woman that wrote it with him.
Which, by the way, I found this out today. She's only the sixth woman who's ever written for Doctor
Isn't
Who.
Isn't that crazy?
Out of 342 episodes, I think there are,
that is
of Doctor
crazy.
Who. She's only the sixth woman. And she is the first person of color to ever write for the show.
That's insane.
And this is why when people are like, there's no problem with race in the UK, I'm like, fuck you, yes there is.
It's like, clearly there's a problem.
Yeah, it's, I was actually having this conversation
with... It's not just that he, like, found her to write the episode or hired her, like, she's one of the writers.
Yeah, I think she's one of, like...
Well, it's just that because right now it's been four episodes, and that's the only episode that's been written by someone who's not Chibnall alone. Like, the first, like, one, two, and four are Chris Chibnall. And this one... this one was Chris Chibnall and
I'm sure it's more like most writing rooms where one person gets the credit, but there are other people.
But it's there's like a room. Yeah,
he's still doing majority of it, except for obviously that episode.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's funny because this is the conversation I was having kind of with my mom earlier today. So I was talking to my friend the other day about, my thing where I've said, I can't decide if the US or the UK is worse right now, because like Brexit, or if they're in worse shape, I should say, because as much as what is happening in the US is terrible, things like Kavanaugh being on the, like, it'll have a lasting effect, but at the same time, dude's going to die eventually. The court will change. The country can hopefully recover. Right, it's just going to take a long time. Whereas Brexit, it's going to destroy that country. Yeah. Like, and there's no going back from it. Once it happens, it happens. You deal with the ramifications. And what my friends said was, well, the difference is in where, like, the greed is the same. That's what the Tory government is doing. It's the same as the UK or the US, but they're not trying. Her argument was there's not as many race problems. Nobody's trying to tell transgender people they're not real people. Mm-hmm. Nobody's trying to take away gay marriage. Nobody's trying to take abortion away. And she said, so on that side of it. And I was like, okay, except for I can agree with you on most of that, except for the race part.
Right.
And I was having the conversation with somebody at the Halloween party this weekend, and I was watching the Doctor Who episode, and then, like, so Rosa Parks and the Arachnids in the UK, because obviously that one's about how white people are destroying the world, basically.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. I was like, maybe the problem for her, because she is white, is it's the same as, like, the US before we had, and it's not like it was new, but before all of the police shootings of black men were publicized, and it was easy for white people to pretend it wasn't happening, whereas everybody else knew it was happening. And maybe that's the place that the UK's in for her, so she doesn't recognize. Because, like, her husband shared a story today about how there were people in KKK outfits outside of an Islamic center in Northern Ireland today. So, like, obviously they are having the problem. And that's what the Rosa Parks episode is so much about. But maybe it's just that you needed. And I mean, Chris Chibnall's a white guy, but at the same time, he's seeing what maybe not everybody in the UK, every other white person in the UK is seeing. Mm-hmm. And he's at least giving us the characters, because we have a more diverse cast, to tell us. Because that scene between Yaz and I can't remember his name.
Ryan.
For some reason, I keep forgetting his name.
I keep wanting to call him Gary, but for some reason.
But anyway, scene in the Rosa Parks one where they were talking about the things that happened to them on a daily basis. You know, even for her, she's a cop, and it's like, yeah, but she still gets crap because she's Muslim.
Yeah. And the writer's name is Mallory Blackman, by the way, just for the record. I didn't say her name.
Is she the one who wrote Knots and Crosses?
I don't know what Knots and Crosses is.
It's a book where, I swear to God, that's the name. Now I need to look.
She wrote something called Chasing the Stars.
Let me see.
You liked the latest episode a lot, right, Catherine?
I did. I'm a huge Latin club, so I had to sit through that. But at the end of it, I was like, the doctor, where she's kneeling, spoiler alert, coming up. But when she kneels down and, like, kind of, like, pays her respect to, like, the mother spider after she shoots her, like, I'm, like, my opinion, like, completely switched over. Like, the spiders are not the villain in this episode.
No, they're not. It is Chris Noth.
Yeah, Chris Noth is the villain, as he always is.
Like, realistic villain that I think the show has had in a very long time, where it's just he's did that so well. The whole episode was just,
yeah, because
it's not on the point. Fantastic as Rosa, but
because it is the real villain is the white men that we keep putting in power, who, you know, like he has the line where he says, you know, like, aren't you civilized? Why don't you just pick up a gun and shoot it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, yeah. That's the problem with the world.
Isn't he basically Trump?
He is, yes.
Okay.
He basically is, except that he hates...
He says he doesn't like him?
He hates Trump, and he's running for president because he wants to beat Trump, because he's hated him for decades. But yes, he basically is Trump.
That's funny.
Going back to what I was saying, yes, Mallory Blackman did write a book called Knots and Crosses, which I read when I was, like, years ago. Mm-hmm. It's like alternate history.
Okay.
And so it's like a Romeo and Juliet kind of story, mm-hmm. where she comes from a wealthy family and he isn't. His family, like, I think his mom is like the maid or something, and and they end up falling in love, and he thinks he gets her pregnant, and he's actually hung at the end of it, and it's not till the end of it that you find out that he's white and she's black.
Oh.
And so in this world, black people were
the
ones in power. So it's a really interesting story. It's a children's story.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does. It deals with race relations the entire story. And it's seriously at the end you find that. You're like, oh, wait.
It just ruined the ending.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
But yeah. God. Can't believe this.
But yes. So, obviously, she was a good person to pick to tell this. Yeah. I know a lot of people were at first worried about the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, one of the things when you deal with time travel is, are you going to say that they made it happen? And that's always problematic. But they did such a good job of being like, no, this is... of showing the importance of the moment, what it did, but also how it, like... They addressed the fact that it, you know, what it did to her life.
Right.
That she, you know, how it hurt her, even though it... But obviously it was so important. And that they don't make it happen. They just make sure it happened.
They're a part of it, but they're just witnesses for it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was such a good episode. Yeah. And I saw so many people being like, this is what historical episodes on Doctor Who always were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, let's go back in history and see Shakespeare. Right. It's, let's actually teach you something.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like Colin Baker, who's the fifth Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he... Fourth? Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Tom Baker is the fifth Doctor.
It's because they both have Baker. Yeah. They both have Baker in their last name.
He's one of my favorites.
Anyway, he posted, like, right after that episode that he watched, he finally, like, binged all of Jodie's episodes, and he was, like, gushing, and he did say, he's like, this is what our historical episodes were supposed to be, and, like, it's teaching you, like, yeah. It was so good. I'm so happy right now. I missed my show.
One of the favorite moments is, like, did anybody see Rosa, like, look back at them as she's walking past?
Yes!
Yeah.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me happy. Although, and like, this episode, and I it's funny because when I was watching it, I didn't even take it to mean, but I saw the part where, you know, it's Yaz's mom, so it's, like, supposedly, you would go to the stereotypical, like, traditional, and, like, the first thing she asks is, are you in a relationship with a doctor? And then Yaz said no. And then she's like, are you in a relationship with Ryan? And so it's, I was like, she doesn't care. She just wants her in a relationship. But the obvious being that either her mom doesn't care, she just wants her in a relationship, or they already know Yaz is bisexual. It could be either one of them. And I was like, oh, Catherine actually posted something on Facebook about how she doesn't want them to, like, have a romantic, like, let Yaz and Ryan be friends, but I'm like, I don't know, it'd be funny if it was a, like, triangle with the doctor.
Ah, I love triangles!
I was like, I could see that.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, like, right now, but, like, later on, like, toward, like, episode 10 or something, like, have that kind of, I don't know, like, the last, like,
yeah, I mean, I'm cool with, well, I mean, it's, I'm better cool if there is slow. No ship, yeah. But I'm also cool with, like, if it's, like, a super slow burn, you know? Like, if it's just, like, a little flirtation, and you're like, oh, that's cute, and then, like, you can figure out whether they get together or not later on, off screen or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
And that's fine.
That's not what the story is about.
Exactly. It doesn't need to be the story. For sure.
Oh my God. When they were, like, gonna leave at the beginning of the episode, and the doctor was just like, sad times, like,
aww.
I was like, no, don't leave her.
She wants friends. I want to give her a hug so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, but
there was, like, that moment where, was it the sister who was asking if Ryan and Yaz were just friends, and then he was like, oh yeah, no, we're just mates, we're not, you know, and she's like, good. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, damn.
She's into it.
At the end, when Yaz is, like, saying goodbye to her family, and she's like, yeah, you know, and her mom's like, I want to know the story of how you met the doctor, and Yaz is like, yeah, I'll tell you when I get back. And it's obviously, like, haha, I'm about to leave. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like the doctor needs to tell her that she can't guarantee that she's only going to bring her back in a half an hour later, because there was that one time that he brought Rose back, like, 12 months later.
Exactly. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah. You need to make sure that they're aware that you can't pinpoint.
Yeah.
Maybe it's next time. Yeah, I'm like, by the way, she gave the disclaimer of, I can't keep you safe, but it was like, no, you need to give the disclaimer of, I don't know when I'm going to bring you back.
Yeah.
it might be a problem.
That's true. That's true. Like, especially if she already knows the situation, then you may as well be like, hey, listen, don't worry if she's gone for a really long time.
She's gone on vacation.
But that's my question. Here's the question. Like, when you do that, why don't they just go back and try again?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
because then they've changed the, I don't know.
Like, oh, overshot. Let's try to go back a couple
months.
Well,
when it was with Rose, she'd already gone in to say hi to her mom, so she can't. At that point, she's like, well, she can't all right, now I don't mind the timeline. So, I guess.
Until that time that she did. With her dad.
That's true. And it broke things.
Yeah.
Bad things happened.
Bad things happened.
So, obviously. Can't have nice things.
Rose. We learned our lesson.
They also, in this episode, implied that the doctor was female before, which... I'm like, okay, but the problem is, it's not so much that we've supposedly seen every iteration of the Doctor, it's that we knew there was a fixed amount of regenerations, and they addressed that in the show, and we saw all of them, and now you're telling us there was a female in there too, which breaks continuity. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's not okay.
I don't know why they'd say that.
Yeah, I was like, had you not doing the thing where it's like, oh, we're gonna give the Doctor more lives, yay.
Yeah.
It would have been fine. But because you did that, doesn't work.
Unless there was, like, some... No, because we've seen the beginning and end of all of them. Yeah.
So it's like,
Yeah, that's just... That's silly.
Unless at some point the Doctor was a sister of some kind, but actually male? I was like, it's hard to tell what she means when she says I was a sister, because I was like... Because she says I had sisters, and then I was a sister, and the way she says it, you're like, it feels like she might be saying it some like as part of some religious order or something, and I'm like...
Oh...
Were you a guy at that time dressed like a girl? Yeah. Or they called everybody who was in the religious order sisters? It didn't matter if you were male or female? I don't know.
Maybe. Or she means it like a soul sister. I don't know. Like, she danced some. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have a problem with the Doctor having been female before, but I'm like, stop breaking continuity.
Exactly. You'd be like, that's a problem. Literally, she wasn't. So.
Yeah, like, we've seen
I wouldn't mind if she was, but she wasn't. Stop lying to me.
I'm like, so confused. It's okay. Anyway. But yes, Doctor Who is amazing again, and I'm happy.
Yes, thank goodness. Thank goodness. It was, you know, like, not that the premiere was bad, because it was still good, but it, like, I couldn't tell from the premiere what direction it was going to go in. Like, it was really going to...
I can tell I loved her.
Yeah, but... I liked her, but, like, because remember I had mentioned, like, I thought, like, oh, it's a little too crowded, you know, like, but now I think it's nice, like, I felt like they've done a good job of, like, this episode focused on Yaz and her family a little bit, you know? And the previous episode, we got more Ryan, etc. So I'm sure that will continue to cycle.
That was one of the things that I was worried about was, you know, three companions, okay, how do you give them all time? But I think it's, I think they've been good, like...
Yeah, and it helps.
Because you don't need to tell them everything.
Yeah.
In the first go, you know, you can reveal more and more about them over time, so...
And I like how it broke down in Rosa a lot, too, where they would split up to do things.
Right.
Provide the work.
Yeah, and even in this episode, and the part that I saw anyway.
Yay.
Anyway. Doctor Who!
It's back.
Yes. It's back for after a 3-year hiatus. No, I'm just kidding.
It does feel like it, right?
But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Now it is rant time.
Yes!
You guys take the floor.
I think Tatiana told me about it first, actually.
I did.
AFK.
I don't know what you were doing at the time. Like, it's because I was watching, like, all the new dramas that were all on Drama Fever.
So many dramas. Yeah.
And so then it was, I don't remember, it was October 21st. And I really can't remember what day it was. I'm very shoddy about this. But I just remember that I was going to go watch Third Charm, and then the episodes were just not available. Like, they're just like, and it was like, oh, we'll be available at a later date. So I was like, a later date? What is that? This has never happened before.
Yeah, that's weird.
So then I was like, well, I guess it's time to, you know, go to another site that... I watched this anyway, so I was not, like, I was unfazed. And then Monday came, and 100 Days My Prince was also like, we'll be available at a later date. And I was like, that's weird. Something's wrong. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, I thought it was just Third Charm, but it's clearly all of their shows are just suddenly not updating anymore. But they didn't give any explanation. Like, people would send, like, the messages, and they didn't respond at all. And
this is a service people subscribe to. Yeah. Like, they're paying for the service.
You're paying for the service. Yeah.
So, this is when Netflix or Hulu go down, and they're not answering you and telling you anything on Twitter.
Yes. And so, like, I think eventually it was, like, they called, like, someone got a hold of the, like, head of the Drama Fever, because, like, the other lines were, like, not working. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't contact anyone. So he finally got a hold of, like, the head of him, and then on Drama, I think Drama Current, like, that website, got a hold of the head, and then he just gave a vague response. It was like, it's not working right now or something. But he didn't actually.
Did you get your money back?
Yes, they did do refunds. But okay. First it was like, so no one gave any explanation until, I think it was either that Monday or that Tuesday, that it just, like, you go to the site and then it didn't work anymore. Because, like, at first it was like, okay, well, it's not updating, but you can still watch all the
stuff that was there. Dramas. Yeah.
Yeah. But then it was just something like, you can't do anything, and it just says, like, Drama Theater is being shut down. And I was like, what?
It was in the middle of the day. They were people who were, like, in the middle of a drama. I remember earlier in the day, I was watching some Strongest Delivery Man on Drama Theater, and then, like, that morning.
Yeah, and then suddenly...
And then that afternoon, it was gone.
Yeah, you couldn't access it.
And then I read a report that said that, like, employees at Drama Theater...
Right, from one day to the next, they didn't know that they were fired.
Oh my god, that's awful.
They were working on it, they were there, like, streaming episodes to work on them, and suddenly it was gone.
Yeah.
Like...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It kind of reminds me of fandom.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So. Another website recently went under Screen Crush, but like they were given a week's notice.
Oh. See, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
A week's notice.
At least
nice.
They got a week notice that they weren't going to have a job soon.
So it sounded like, it sounds like WB shut it down. Supposedly the reason they gave was because of the rising price of buying rights to dramas, like K-dramas are getting more expensive because they're more popular.
Yeah.
But then it was like, why were y'all doing exclusive ones then? Like, because the problem is the Drama Fever was like grabbing exclusive rights, which means no one else could air it.
Yeah.
Whereas like Vicky and
that's not how long dramas work.
Yeah.
Like, you get dramas that are exclusive to each streaming service, and then you get some that they all share the rights to.
Right. Right. But Drama Fever was doing everything was exclusive, which I'm sure is more expensive.
Yeah.
And also, we know that HBO Asia is, like, a thing. Or, like, they want to make it a thing or whatever. And they're actually getting, like... Because, like I said, they got Miss Sherlock. So they're getting some Japanese dramas, which no one else gets. So I guess they're cooler now. I don't know. And WB wants to put stuff on there.
They're able to make their money just from these Japanese dramas. Because there's a lot of people who want to watch them. Like,
yeah.
And they're really hard to find online.
But is that only available in Asia?
No.
Okay.
It's, like, they're gonna... I guess they're gonna, like... open it up, whatever. Like, right now, it's, like, you go on HBO Go or whatever, and you could watch Miss Sherlock and something else.
Okay.
But they're, supposedly, they want to make an HBO Asia thing.
To make something else that they can make Warner Brothers, they couldn't manage, apparently, to give anybody warning about Drama Fever, but on one of their websites, they could update it to announce their, like, AT&T streaming service is going to launch sometime.
Yeah.
Forthcoming. And they specifically name drop Drama Fever in relation to that. There are, like, some of our other services will be rolled into it. So it's like, you could update your website to say this, but you couldn't even give, like, a couple days notice.
Yeah,
like,
really.
Yeah. And now the another site that's Classic Films, Filmstruck, is being shut down by Warner Brothers. But they got, like, I think it's, like, a month. They'll be, like, next month there won't be Filmstruck anymore.
Maybe they actually realized that this was a stupid thing to do.
Yeah, it was a mistake to just shut it down. Because, yeah, now people are just...
If they had just shut down Filmstruck, it's still not as bad as the Drama Fever because it was like, you bought all of these exclusive rights and then you end it in the middle of those shows airing and no one else has them.
Right, right.
Like...
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's like, because they got these exclusive rights, I assume, does that mean that no one else can pick them up until after they're done airing? Like...
Probably, like, after the contract ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be
it's like, now it's, like, a contract with no one. Because... but, yeah, so...
Why is Warner Brothers just going to sit on this contract, like, they want to eventually, but, like, they don't have a date for the service of theirs yet.
Right. Right.
And there was that one ad by On Demand Korea that, like, was going around that, like, implied they were going to get the subtitles.
But it's just Terrius Behind Me that they have. The only one they have.
Kokoa.
Kokoa. Okay, well, I don't know who On Demand and Korea, what On Demand Korea has. Because right now it doesn't have any. It doesn't have any.
Put, right, like, it was an ad and it had. It looked like it had Beauty Inside and some of the others. And they claim. Because On Demand Korea seems to be primarily aimed at, like, Korean expats.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of subtitles a lot of the time. They can get the rights, but, like, not, like, English rights.
Uh huh.
Basically. And they, like, because they have a lot of other stuff on their site other than dramas. They've got, like, news and sports and stuff.
Okay.
So, like, but that was one ad somebody found somewhere, and there's, like, nothing official on their website about it. So, yeah, there's no word on any of these dramas. It was, like, I don't know what, like, Warner Brothers' plan is. Like, nobody who was watching those dramas is going to wait around until one day you choose to put it on HBO.
Right.
Yeah.
Or on the AT&T streaming service, or wherever it's going to go.
I mean, you already have a rise in piracy because there are so many streaming services.
Right.
People are going back to pirating because it's just, you can't expect people to be paying all of this money for all these different streaming services.
So, like, if you're going to consolidate streaming services, like, that in and of itself is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But the way that they're going about it is just...
You should give notice.
Like, yeah.
And, I mean, I guess I would say keep it going while you're waiting. Yeah. But it depends on... I could see... It depends on how much money it's costing. If it's costing so much that they can't afford to keep it, okay, but then, yeah, tell people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to
give. It didn't make any sense to me that they had to do it like that. Like, stop buying exclusive rights, just finish airing the dramas.
Right, you already have them. It can't cost you more.
Yeah.
You're paying your people of a subtitle or whatever, but it was like, Warner Brothers, it's not like you're bankrupt, Warner Brothers. You could afford to finish out the month.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you could finish out your current things and then just, like, walk away. Because now, there's no way in hell I'm ever going to pay for their streaming service. Because I'm like, this is how you treat your customers.
Right.
It's true.
Like, if you had folded it gracefully, I might have thought about it. But forget it now. So.
Are there ways you can access without paying for the streaming service?
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. I saw a lot of people being like, everyone says, like, don't worry about it because there's On Drama Nights, or don't worry about it because there's Kiss Asian, but the way that they get their subtitles is from the official sites. And I was like, that's not true, though. So I don't know why people are saying that. Maybe it's for some of them, like, maybe for, like, the less popular dramas. Because, like, maybe if someone doesn't feel like getting up and subtitling, you know, for free, they're not going to. But every time that I have gone to one of the other sites because Drama Fever or Vicky were being too slow, the subtitles are different from those and better. So I'm not currently concerned. Obviously, when it comes to, like,
deserving of the name, for example, which has still never been, or Life on Mars,
right,
which were never made available here legally, period. So there were no official English subtitles to steal from.
Yeah. And you still got them, you know, you're still able to watch them. So, like, as long as you don't go back to the days of the ancient ways. As Angela likes to remind me, when she would have to, like, splice files with subtitles together to watch them on her own.
Exactly. You would go on, like, LiveJournal, and download the, like, video file, and then there would be a subtitle file elsewhere, and you'd have to, like, have this program. Oh, God. So I had to do that only about 4 or 5 years ago for a Japanese drama. Once that I wanted to watch, so really, Rich Man, Poor Man, Rich Man, Poor Woman movie.
Oh, okay.
It was like the sequel movie because I wanted to watch it that weekend. Yeah. I didn't want to wait. I had to do it that way.
Yeah, I would put up the videos of Gossip Girl Acapulco with my subtitles on, like, Google Drive, and then post it to my Tumblr so that people could download them. So, I too know this way.
It's hilarious when you look at it and you're like, oh my God, the old days. And you're like, that was like 3 years ago.
Exactly. We can't go back to the Stone Age, kids. Valerie.
It requires a lot of work. There must have been a lawsuit involved. Like, that's why it'd be so sudden. But, like, I saw this because, you know, Google algorithms will show me, like, Korean drama related news.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Variety picked up this story, Forbes picked up this story. So, like, big legit, like, sites, and I feel like if there had been some sort of lawsuit, that would have gotten sniffed out.
Right.
Like, we would know. So there's really, I fail to see any reason why Warner Brothers couldn't give some notice.
Yeah,
that's all. And, like, that's the sad thing. That's all you're asking for is just warn us. Like, just be courteous to the people that you expect to give you their money.
Right. Yeah.
Well, be courteous to your staff, because it sounds like, aside from maybe that head of Drama Fever guy, none of the actual staff had any clues what's happening.
Right.
Like, that's how you treat your, like, so Tatiana had just bought a Drama Fever membership and she got a refund, but the day Drama Fever disappeared was the day that my annual membership renewed. Because I forgot I was paying close attention. So, like, if the site disappears, I go into my bank, the charge is there pending.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, in the morning I'm going to call the bank and, like, dispute this charge because, like, maybe since it's still pending, they'll be able to make it go away.
Yeah.
So in the morning I get up and the pending charge is gone. So I'm like,
they were like,
that was even before, like, Drama Fever's Twitter was still up. Like, they deleted it a couple days later. They deleted their YouTube channel.
I can't believe they deleted the YouTube channel, by the way. I'm so offended by that. That's, like, the greatest offense. Like, all my videos. which were stupid like, anyway, because no they would cut them too short.
There was some intrepid employee that was so on top of things that they, like, deleted my pending charge. Like, I suspect there was nowhere for that money to go.
Right. The bank was just like well.
My guess is that, like, the registered account was gone.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Either that or they're supposed to put in more paperwork and it didn't go through, yeah. I guess. But...
yeah. Maybe there's that, too.
But that's... wow.
That sounds really sketchy.
That's right?
Sketchy. And now and they want us to get little company.
This is Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Operating this way. Like...
yeah, and I think for a while, like for a week after, you could watch your Drama Fever shows on Amazon Prime.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because Amazon Prime,
I tried sooner than a week after it wasn't working for me. Yeah. Amazon Prime had this, like, watch through our Drama Fever or something.
Yeah.
Which was weird on my Fire TV because I was like, just open my, it would try to open my Drama Fever app on Fire TV. And it didn't work. So I had to go on the computer, but it wasn't working for me either. Like,
that's frustrating. Yeah, and now they are like, and we're gonna launch a service and give us your money then. It's like, no, why would we?
So it's funny because I'm actually like, the last time we complained about drama streaming sites, I was complaining about Netflix, but now I want Netflix to, if Vicky can't swoop in and save everyone, I want Netflix to do it.
And they've been uploading a lot of Asian shows on Netflix recently, so there's hope.
Well, our complaint about Netflix had been that they wouldn't put up a, like, they would buy exclusive rights and then sit on it while the show was airing, and then put all of the episodes out after that, right. Which is annoying, because most people, not me, but Tatiana and most other drama watchers, watch it live. Mm-hmm. So it's like, the whole community online is watching it, and then you don't get it, and sometimes Netflix wouldn't release the series until months after,
yes,
finished airing.
Yes, I think they've actually changed their ways.
Big dramas, they have been putting up episodes weekly.
Yeah,
like,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, for Meteor Garden and Mr. Sunshine, they did it weekly, like when it was airing in Korea.
Okay,
so China for Meteor Garden, but yeah.
So I'm kind of like, I don't want to buy a new streaming service. I don't want Kokoa because I'm paying more for Kokoa. Is an English language streaming service put together by the three main Korean broadcasters.
Right, but not the cable channels, the network ones, so.
Yes, the, like, see, it would be, like, if CBS, NBC, and ABC, like, when Hulu was first launched, like, right. It's, like, the three, you know, main, whatever. But it's for people in America and elsewhere, abroad.
Like, Brit
but it's higher price than Drama Fever and Vicky are, and not only are you only getting Korean content, whereas Vicky and Drama Fever would have Chinese, Taiwanese, a tiny bit of Japanese,
uh-huh.
You're also only getting the stuff from those three.
Exactly. You're not getting the cable stuff, which is superior. So.
Which is a lot. Yeah, like TVN and GDBC and other ones are a lot of the big dramas that are out. So
yeah.
I was like, why would I pay you a higher script? You apparently get a lot of K-pop stuff, if you care about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, it's the drama apocalypse. Warner Brothers made itself look terrible.
They're hoping and that there's not enough people.
I mean, I guess they gave Filmstruck people notice, but...
yeah, like, but people are still mad at, like, Filmstruck people, especially because, like, it's hard to find a lot of those classic movies that they've collected on Filmstruck.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, they don't sell the DVDs for it, you yeah. know. And certainly, they're certainly not selling Blu-rays for them.
Yeah.
And Netflix doesn't have that kind of collection, etc. So, again...
and they're probably less likely to be off on some streaming website.
Yeah. Exactly. You're less likely to be able to just be like, I guess I'm gonna just Google this and find this movie. So yeah. So hopefully, again, it's like you gotta hope that they're gonna put that somewhere on their ATT.
I just don't know why they can't leave their stuff up until they launch whatever this other service is.
I guess those hosting fees.
It'd be one thing if you knew when it was gonna launch, right. too. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. But like Disney, like they don't know exactly when it's going to launch, and the stuff's still around. You yeah. can get it in all the other mediums that, you know.
Yeah, they have like YouTube, like access to like YouTube on demand and stuff like that. Like a lot of studios will put up their things that you can get from there and other ways. But
basically, Warner Brothers are just a dumpster fire, and they don't seem to know how to do
anything. They don't seem to know how to do anything. They don't know how to make movies. They don't know how to.
I almost said HBO is the only thing they have going for them, except HBO Go is the worst app for any kind
that
of streaming
is the glitchiest
ever.
App. Yep.
So they don't.
They really don't know how to do anything. They really don't. That's so sad. That's so sad, Alexa Play. Despacito. But speaking of Korean dramas and streaming services, y'all should do the YouTube premium free trial to support my sons. Because their drama...
Please, I'll watch it. I have their, YouTube Red.
Yeah, their drama Top Management is coming out, like, tomorrow, I think. Because it's, like, it drops... the first 8 episodes drop at... I don't know what
Is that
time.
The thing I was supposed to get you access to?
Yes,
to ask
yes.
About it?
Damn it! That's all right. But the first 8 episodes drop, you know, Korean time, October 31st. So it'll be tomorrow for us, sometime tomorrow.
Okay.
And so then, first 8 episodes, and then the next 8 episodes, I think, are November 16th. So, with 30-day free trial, you could watch them all. And I also think that the first 3 episodes are just going to be for free on YouTube, and then you have to get premium to watch the rest.
They want
to
hook you.
Yeah. And, you know, if it's about a K-pop idol group that are, like, trying to make it big, but they're not famous yet, and then they get this female manager who used to be a trainee, but she didn't debut, and she can also see the future, so she, like, uses her ability to see the future to make them famous. And obviously half the group is in love with her, because what would be a point if they weren't? So, it's my sons fighting over the same girl, but that's fine.
That's not the stupidest K-pop band-themed K-drama. Aliens? There was one where they were aliens.
There was one!
I haven't seen any of these, but I think
you should watch them.
Psychic is actually fairly mild.
Yeah, it's based on a webtoon. You can't read the webtoon in English, so I don't know what happens. And also in the webtoon, it's a dude manager and a girl group, which I think is, for me, that sounds sketchier. So yeah. I'm glad that they switched it.
That sounds slightly more problematic.
I'm glad they switched it. So, yeah.
Is she at least their age? Or
she's their
like,
age, okay. Yeah. At first I was like, so it can't be a romance, right? Their manager? And then I was like, oh no, she's 24. It's fine.
That's hilarious.
But yeah.
I have YouTube Red. Mostly because I've had their music since like the beginning. I'm grandfathered
also have YouTube Red. Perfect.
I'm grandfathered into their $7.99
as opposed
to $9.99.
You don't have to actually watch it. Plan. Just play it. Just play it on.
So that it gets its...
Exactly.
Okay.
Support my sons. Okay. I need them to be able to feed themselves.
I have to watch this on the computer. I can't put it on my TV because Google and Amazon are in a fight.
Yeah. That's the most annoying. Because we have...
Amazon.
Yeah, because we have Chromecast. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I was trying to watch, like, I finally caught up on Downton Abbey. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to watch the last 2 seasons. And I was like, I can't cast it to my television because Amazon won't let the casting work. It's like, oh.
No, Amazon and Google are fighting about something. I don't know. I used to put... these Cosmic Kids yoga videos for kids on the TV so Lex and I could do them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute.
And that went away one day.
That's so weird.
Amazon, Google, just get over yourselves and give us what we want.
Right? Unity.
Well, John figured out, he did a thing where, like, my computer can talk to the TV now.
If
so, like, looks over the TV screen.
Yeah,
like,
I can cast Google Chrome from my computer. And so I would just have the banner of my Chrome if I then play Amazon streaming on my computer. But it's still really annoying.
Yep.
Ugh, frustrating. These are the things we can play. First world. That's all right.
This is why I don't invest in smart technology.
Right?
But it makes life so much easier.
I don't want to be dependent on Alexa. Like, I always have like this fear of I'm just like listening in on like every little thing that you didn't like know. I don't want that.
I have Google Home in my living room and my bedroom, and then I have Alexa in my my kitchen.
Yeah, my dad has Alexa and he loves it, but she's always wrong. Like, whenever I try to ask her to do anything, she doesn't do it right. So I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah. Alexa is my glorified timer.
Yeah.
Slash either podcast or audiobook player while I'm cooking. That's the only time we use Alexa.
Well, my dad just used to be like, Alexa, play Linda Ronstadt by Linda Ronstadt. And I was like, why do you say it like that, Dad? He's like, because that's how she plays all the songs. I was like, oh, okay.
At least I no longer, on Alexa, I no longer have to tell her. Like, I can just say, play Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and she knows to get it from Audible, because Amazon now owns Audible, so I don't have to be like, Audible, play this. that helps. Mm-hmm. But it only works sometimes. Every once in a while, I was like, that's not the book I said. What is
right?
She repeats it back to you, and you're like, I said Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. That's not that hard to understand. Anyway. Are we done?
Yeah,
I think we're done.
I think we're done. Yeah. I think
Angela needs to go tuck her child in.
Tuck her child in, yes. That's her.
Just go put on The Haunting of Hill House. That'll keep her entertained. As if Angela's ever going
to
watch
probably it. Be into watching Doctor Who.
Oh, yay! There you go.
I haven't watched the Spiders episode yet. Now I don't have to watch it by myself.
Perfect. I do hate giant spiders.
I spent the entire time in that episode, by the way, with my feet on the couch because I was like, there's not spiders in my house, but I'm going to be afraid that there's giant spiders in my house
exactly,
now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thanks.
I know that. I know that feeling every time.
When I went to bed, like every single like dark room, I literally like just like poked my head through because I was writing about it all night before I went to bed. So I was like, I have spiders in my head, like visualize, and I'm like, I know they're not here.
It's a difficult feeling.
It's scary. I'm glad that I was out last night, so I watched it this afternoon before I came over to record the podcast. It did it the middle of the day, and then I'm gonna go watch The Haunting of Hill House instead, so I'll have ghosts in my head. which is actually worse because lots of dark corners, and the ghosts could actually be there, except for the part where I don't believe in ghosts, but I do after I watch a scary movie for like 5 days. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you for joining us. As always. Check out withanaccent.com for more news, reviews, interviews, etc. And follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, at With an Accent, or With an Accent TV. I was like, which one am I doing now?
Yeah.
On YouTube. And Pop a la Carte Pod on Twitter and Facebook. Whatever, I actually remember to update those because I'm really bad at that. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye.